Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Sorry to cut off the Star Spangled Banner that's most popular with the troops, but we'll make it up to you. I just clicked the wrong button. I'm going to introduce our program for tonight, and the topic is 30% of the Democrat Party is communist. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Let's open the show with something patriotic. I've selected a tune that was created in 1944. It's called The Star Spangled Banner, and it's created by the original cast of World War II. And if you listen carefully, you will hear 70 scratches in a vinyl record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died in that conflict. Okay, so every time you hear a scratch, think 8,000 died. 8,000 died. I'm dedicating it to all who serve God and country of forever. While we're on the subject of America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, as long as they don't bring the draft back. Okay, I'm going to give you some of my observations made during the course of my life. And I want to share them with you because one day you may be in a gulag and not allowed to have a country. 30% of the Democrat Party is communist. And then I have a link to proof. Then I go on to say, Gus Hall, the leader of the Communist Party, ordered his membership to join the Democrat Party. The Communist Party decided they would no longer field candidates for office. So they all scurried into the Democrat Party. And that's why I say 30% of the Democrat Party is communist, in my opinion. Socialism is stage 3 of a communist takeover. They call it a peaceful revolution. But when a peaceful revolution fails, they go to stage 4, violent revolution. And then I make a comment that the Socialist Party of America has identified 70 members of the party that are registered members of the Socialist Party in Congress. And then there's a link into the list. Then I go on to mention a well-known communist among in communist circles, because you see, the word communist has been erased from American history. they make slight reference to it. Just like 9-1-1 has been erased from all textbooks in the United States. Yes. Because once the truth is learned, people seek freedom. Francis Fox Piven said, under the radar, Obama has planted key people throughout the government, and they're there today. And we got to find them and get rid of them. Why would FBI Director Comey leak classified material to a Columbia professor when Columbia is known as a communist rat's nest and KGB a finishing a school? Why would we believe Leon Panetta on anything he says when he is tied to the Breck Forum, which is a communist front group? How much money did Secretary of State Hillary make on sending military strategic uranium reserves to the Russians? And where was the FBI? And why are we not looking into library money laundering? Why is insider trading a benefit for Congress, but for everybody else a federal crime? 8 years to replace Obamacare, and the rhinos are not prepared. You know, I don't even think they were prepared to win the election. I think they had already resigned themselves to the same old you-know-what. Only two parties in the USA. The Communist Party of no God, no country, and no kids. If they took down the Ten Commandments, it's to cover their sins. And next is the cross. And then the flag. The Trump Party must double in size by 2018. The opioid plague will destroy health care. In 2 years, every family in America will lose a member to opioids. Rehab costs will skyrocket and wipe out any medical savings, including personal savings. Drugs is chemical warfare, and the communists are winning. There's a book that you can get. It's called Red Cocaine. It's got a picture of Lenin. God help me. I'm under siege. Marketeers are everywhere. It's unbelievable. The opioid plague is coming. It's a 2-year plague, and man, you're not going to believe what you see. And never forget that drugs is chemical warfare. In 1929, Mao Zedong was growing poppies to kill Americans. And you see young Mexican kids climbing sky-high fences with a backpack of cocaine on their back. You know that they can't wait to get that American money. We'll take a break. I'll give you a tune. I was walking into a shopping center today, and there was a state trooper, a New Jersey Garden state trooper, standing outside. And he had a big smile on his face, and so did I. And I said hello, and he said hello. And I said, thank you for your service. And he said, thank you. And tomorrow, they're going to bury the mother of three. And we got a communist mayor in New York that's going to take time out from his busy communist schedule to go to the funeral and suck up some kudos Now we'll see what happens. But the next tune, I'm dedicating it to POWs. That's American POWs since World War I. Since the Civil War. And the Revolutionary War. And it's also dedicated to POWs, prisoners of the womb, who are in Democrat chop shops on death row, waiting to be executed. And that shouldn't be, and it should never be endorsed by any American. Founding fathers believed the life began at fertilization. And they were right. And every one of those bodies has a soul. That's God's black box. And when you execute them, or joke about baby eyes rolling off a table because you just crushed the skull, you're going to answer for it. Because for every baby you kill, that black box, the soul, goes to heaven to file charges. And you'll find that out one day. So I'm dedicating this to all the POWs, kids on death row waiting execution. I'm dedicating it to all the GIs who suffer PTSD. And don't do it, guys. Don't take your life. You already gave your life. Improve yours and get better.
Thank you.
are back. Okay, and the next topic is going to be, sheathe those swords, warriors, and let's find a better way to destroy North Korea, Iran, and anybody else that is doing harm to the world. A possible alternative to nuclear war. Support the overthrow of North Korea and Iran. Broadcast daily and work with the people opposed to those regimes. George Bush had a golden opportunity that he missed. And we missed. Because if he missed it, we missed it. When he rolled into Baghdad and made, and the first American tank made a right turn into the palace of Saddam Hussein, the Iranian people were watching. And they said to themselves, this is our chance to break away from the mullahs. And George set up a little propaganda radio station, but I think it got infiltrated and was probably being run by the Iranians. And he was preaching freedom to the Iranian people. But a full-scale, all-out propaganda attack to undermine the mullah government would be ideal. And it might be a way to take down the Iranian government without having to kill too many people. So we should start a massive campaign to build an Iranian people's revolt. And the same goes with Syria. The same goes with Iran. Did I say Iran? Oh, North Korea. Yeah. You can't tell me that South Koreans don't have relatives in North Korea and they cry with them every day and they suffer with them every day. And there's got to be a faction in North Korea that is large enough to overthrow Fat Boy. Okay, so having said that, let's go on. And Venezuela. If Trump went to Venezuela, or just called them from the border, he could overthrow that government in 10 minutes. He could probably win them over just with free toilet paper. Venezuela has to overthrow its communist government. It's ruined it. Venezuela has natural resources. And speaking of natural resources, yesterday, Sunday, I watched a Mexican man who works 6 days a week in gardening and landscaping, and he was spending his seventh day, his day off, with his children, two little girls, and his wife, and they were having a picnic on a job site that he had taken another job on the side to make some money. And he was spending his picnic time with his family while doing a seventh day's work. Now, show me somebody that doesn't want him here in this country. The only ones that don't want him here in this country are the ones that say you don't want them here. And that's the communists. Beware the communists. They play race cards. But that race card is getting worn out. And I flash back to when I was in Kuwait right after the war. And I had walked into a garage. And the floor of the garage was covered with automatic transmission fluid. Guys wearing sandals, they covered their sandals. And there was a man at lunchtime, and he was having dinner with his two children. And he was working on a car. He was a body shop guy. And they all sat by the car with a blanket, and they had dinner together.
What greater love is that? It's unbelievable. Would he be welcome? Sure. Anyway, hang in there. When these guys start throwing freedom of religion at you, never forget this. Islam is a government religion. Islam is a government religion. You cannot separate the two. Islam is a government and a religion. And when somebody tells you that jihad is a harmless word, ask them to explain a taqiyya. Taqiyya means if you're a Muslim, you can tell any lie that benefits Islam. You can make up any story that benefits Islam. You can commit any deception that benefits Islam. That's taqiyya. They are not blendable. Okay. If I told you that our Iranian president paid $2 billion cash money for Iran to kill Americans, would you believe me? If I told you that the media and he covered up all his losses on the battlefield, would you believe me? If I told you that $2 billion paid for IEDs to shred, kill, and maim 22,000 American GIs with Iranian copper lugs, and not one name made the media news. 2,000 dead and 20,000 wounded under Obama the Iranian. Not one name made the paper. The last GI who died under Bush was news that very night. And the first GI to die under Trump was news that very day. But 22,000 GIs under Obama were hidden and reclassified as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. The kill $2 billion American money arrived faster than a Benghazi rescue. First time in my lifetime that nobody made an attempt to rescue a trapped American. First time. As far as elections go, we don't need this chorus line down in Washington. The incompetence. One term for termite is plenty of time. No dynasties. And the only lobby should be in a Trump hotel. And it's time to de-wuss the USA. Bring back the draft. No skin in the game, no commitment. And the only guy working in D.C. is Trump. God bless Trump. So, having said that, I will jump to a tune. I will plug my book. I have a book called The Spirit of America Party Book. It's mostly about George Bush. But it'll give you an idea of how far up the creek we are. Thank you for your time. In case I forget to mention, if you go back to 2012, the DNC convention, you will see they had three roll calls, and the conclusion of the three roll calls was to throw God off the party platform. There is no God in the Democrat Party. Do you know what a right-winger is considered in the Democrat Party? A Christian. If you're a Christian and you're in that party of death for little children, run. Run like the wind. Get out of there. Get out of there. It's not for you.
What good is music? What good is melody? If it ain't possessing something sweet. It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a